not everyone interacts with the What's New button. Like, most of our users don't. A lot of them do, but most of them don't. I was just really interested by the fact that many of the people who maybe they have the time or maybe they are super fans and they choose to interact with the modal in general to learn actually also choose to give feedback. I don't know why that happens, honestly.
Welcome to another episode of the Product Adoption Academy show by AppGeese. I'm super excited to have Chris here. He's the Chief Product Officer at AWeber. Big fan. Chris, how's it going? How's your January going so far? I know we're dating this, but it's been crazy that January is almost done, right?
I know. And how in the world are we in 2024? What happened to all of the other years? It's going well, though. Like, lots of fun stuff going on. The beginning of the year is always really busy for us as people are coming off the holidays and they're just like really focused on trying to build a business, build an audience. It's very fun.
That's true. Same here. I was just chatting that we had our company retreat and then I flew over. I had a layover at Philadelphia. So I got my Philly cheesesteak. I'm happy. So,
was it an airport Philly cheesesteak?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, it is.
No, I know you gotta go out into the city.
I know. I watch a lot of eating shows and there was some. Eater on YouTube or Bon Appetit, and they're like, you gotta check this out. It's like, oh no, I couldn't. I had like a 4-hour layover, so it's too quick. Yeah. Well, Chris, thanks you for joining. I know when we sent out an email asking for people to share something, you share this. What's new? I'm curious, like, what was the original goal for this? Like, if people are tuning this, I'm actually gonna share this. If you're watching this on YouTube, people can see on the screen right now that it's, you know, there's a button there, what's new, there's a message, there's like save us a template there. But what was the goal, original goal of this section here, this specific button around the what's new section?
It was to highlight and like surface new functionality to people in like a contextually appropriate way. So just a little background on that. That button lives in our message editor. AWeber is an email marketing platform. And this is the part of the tool where people actually write and create their emails. And we promote our products in all sorts of ways. Email is really effective for us. It probably would be for everybody listening to this as well. But we find that like one of the best places to promote new features is when somebody is actually using the thing that improved. The goal here was to get more people trying our new features in the message editor by highlighting it here in like a really blatant way.
That makes sense. So it's more, if I had to phrase it another way, you're trying to get people to like adopt that specific, you know, feature, essentially. Yeah,
exactly.
And it's more so getting them is a challenge, getting them to know about it, or more like it's, you know, is that an education play, or more like, hey, it's right here. Go check this out.
Yeah, the first challenge is just letting people know that the feature exists. And we've experimented with interruptive like modals, like triggering things when people enter the message editor. But oftentimes people are doing time-sensitive things when they come into the message builder itself. So they frequently just dismiss it because they're like, I don't have time for this. I've got to write this thing. So here by giving people control, this button is actually in the interface using VWO. Which we use for split testing. You can inject stuff into your product and it triggers an app queue flow when people click on it. But now our users can choose to learn about this when they want to learn about it, when they're not feeling stressed or pressed for time. And we've seen some really awesome engagement with it. We do some cool stuff in it. We've been iterating and we just kind of are constantly refreshing the contents of it, but it's actually helped with product adoption.
That's super cool. Is there any, I know when we chatted about email, you mentioned that it's double the engagement. Is that about right? Like, what were some of the results that you can talk about that without, you know?
Well, that was actually for an unrelated thing. That was our newsletter itself. But right. The What's New button has led to like tens of thousands of interactions with our message editor, new features. And in addition to that, when you actually open up the app queue, it talks about like the benefits of the feature. It links out to educational information about it. And there's a survey built right into the app queues flow. So we get a lot of information from our users about how they think it could be improved, any bugs that they found, that as they're in the moment kind of interacting with it, they just file themselves. It's a really useful tool for stuff beyond just education.
Interesting. So I'm hearing like it's not just education, like you said, it's you're also getting like quality in the moment feedback right in the context so that it's like top of mind for those users who are actually trying it. Is what I exactly heard.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm actually going to add one more layer onto how it's useful for us. We've used it for beta features as well, and we've kind of tucked in there the ability for people to turn on feature flags. So we'll put in something, a beta feature into the What's New app queue and let people opt in directly there without having to have anything actually in our interface. It's all managed through app queues. Our UX folks can do it directly without any need to code. It's really an efficient way for us to communicate with and experiment with our users in the message editor.
That makes a ton of sense. I love that. And is that shown to every user or like everybody who set up on that page, or like only a segment of users who are like maybe your hyper users? I'm not entirely sure, but like
kind of we show it to everybody. Cool. You know, like
because it's useful, right? It's like yeah, exactly. multi-useful feature itself. It's pretty awesome. Is there anything that you've learned or you and your team have learned around this designing or creating this, like anything that surprised you, any new learnings? Are you like getting, is it more the feedback, or like I'm curious exactly any kind of learnings that you've gotten from this?
I think I was surprised by the amount of feedback that we got through this, because when you think about it, it's kind of like it's two layers deep. First, I have to open the What's New button. Then I have to click to give feedback. I guess it's three layers deep. And then I have to click to submit my feedback once I've written it out. And we've gotten some really useful feedback basically every time we've used the What's New button. Like for every feature we've put behind there, we've gotten feedback that's either made it better or given us positive feedback that we can use when we're promoting the feature to other users. Because like we always want to market using it in our own customers' words. And it's been a great kind of like testimonial generator for us.
That's super interesting. That makes a ton of sense because it's weird. Do you have any hypothesis why? Is it just because AWS users are like super fans and then they willing to go through that three steps to fill out their feedback? Or I'm curious if you have any thoughts on why you're getting so many feedback, or maybe you do have the quality users who are like really big fans of the product.
I mean, we have great users, so I'll just put that out there. They're amazing. But I think it's also because they have the opportunity to choose to interact with it. Because like, not everyone interacts with the What's New button. Like most of our users don't. A lot of them do, but most of them don't. I was just really interested by the fact that many of the people who maybe they have the time or maybe they are super fans and they choose to interact with the modal in general to learn actually also choose to give feedback. I don't know why that happens, honestly. I think in many cases, it's because they encounter something that they want to see improved. Mm. And then they're like, oh, okay, I like this feature. I can see the benefit of it, but it doesn't work for me for these reasons. Why people take the time to leave praise? I don't know, but I'm glad they do.
That's a testament to the product itself, that the team behind it, right? I think so, right? Like it is a testament to like they have more invested in it, so much so that they're willing to go through that steps to provide some positive feedback or some constructive feedback. So I think that's super cool around there. If people wanted to check this out, where can people find out more about AWeber, as well as maybe where can people find out more? Do you want people to follow you on LinkedIn? I'm not sure. Like, do you have any work online that you want to share to people tuning in? Like any tips that you have around that? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So AWeber, you can go to aweber.com. You can sign up for free. We have a free plan with all sorts of great features. And you really should. Our message editor, thanks to some of the feedback we've been getting through this AppQueue's What's New modal, just the way it's improved over the past year. I'm biased, obviously, but it's my favorite way to write online. I just love it.
I'm going to try it out. Yeah.
It's cool. And the if you want to follow me, I'm at ClickPop, ClickPop, on basically everything. So on Threads, I'm still on X, although I don't really post there too much.
Same.
So you can find me, Chris Vasquez. Look for me on LinkedIn. I'm at AWeber.
Awesome. All right, Chris. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.